new poll this week showed that Utahns aren't in favor of President Barack Obama naming a new national monument in the state. So does this come as any surprise? I posed that question to Thomas Burr, Washington correspondent for the Salt Lake Tribune and author of Political Cornflakes, a daily online roundup of Utah politics.
No, and I don't think it'll come as a surprise to a lot of your listeners either. There's some bad memories associated with President Clinton using the Antiquities Act to name the Grand Staircase Escalante National Monument back in 1996. Some of that still carries over. And there's also, I think, the concern from Utahns about, the White House deciding what areas of Utah would be protected versus a, kind of locally driven process. But the poll was interesting to note that Democrats were highly in favor of a new national monument. Of course, Republicans who, dominate the state were against it, which makes the poll results overall opposed to a new national monument. In the end, we haven't heard anything from the White House anytime recently, so there's no new national monument on its way that we know of.
All right, so a waiting game, I guess, there's still a bit of time for President Obama to make a decision one way or the other.
Absolutely. He could do it next year, or he could not do it at all. Who knows?
Right. Thomas, in other news, Congress is now dealing with the Iran nuclear deal, and Senator Orrin Hatch is fighting it, but it looks like his fight is a losing battle. Where does this deal stand?
So actually, yesterday, the Senate voted on an Iran deal, the Iran nuclear deal, and essentially the Senate has enough votes to block it from ever actually getting to the president's desk. This is a weird, complicated thing. Essentially, it's not a treaty, so the Congress doesn't have to approve it. So what Congress is doing, what the Republicans want to do, is pass a measure of disapproval. And then that would essentially go to the president's desk. He would veto it, and then they'd have to come back to Congress, and Congress doesn't have the numbers to override his veto. But what the Senate Democrats did yesterday was essentially block it from actually being voted on. So Senator Orrin Hatch and his fellow Republicans who are adamantly against this deal, it looks like they're not going to be able to get the numbers they need to toss it out.
Okay, so the idea is that there's a measure that would disapprove of the deal with Iran that is basically not getting looked at. Is that it seems really confusing? You're right.
Yeah, it is very confusing, but that's Washington these days. But essentially, it looks like this Iran deal is going to go through, and the president will be able to sign this into law.
Okay. Hey, well, speaking of battles, the effort to defund Planned Parenthood could prompt another budget showdown this month. Thomas, are we looking at another possible government shutdown?
It's possible. I feel like we do this every year, and we could probably just recycle the stories I write every year about what would happen in a government shutdown. But it's the governing by brinkmanship that Congress is really good at. So the idea here is that Senator Ted Cruz and some of the other conservatives are saying they are going to try to tie any kind of budget, stopgap budget that the Congress needs to pass by the end of the month to the effort to get rid of any federal funding for Planned Parenthood. Of course, Democrats are going to oppose that. And if it's all in one bill, then the possibility of maybe a shutdown happens. In the end, they're usually good at finding some kind of compromise. And we can only, hope that there's some kind of compromise reached so we don't have to go through this shutdown again.
So bizarre. I mean, it seems like it's always one issue or another being put in this, fill in the blank. What's causing the government shutdown?
No, exactly. It's a crisis. It's one crisis to another. It's how Congress works right now in such a, partisan atmosphere that there's no actual, budget process, that Republicans and Democrats will block things that they don't like. It's the process we have. And unfortunately, it leads to bad consequences sometimes.
Thomas Burr is Washington correspondent for the Salt Lake Tribune and author of Political Cornflakes, a daily online roundup of Utah politics. Thanks, Thomas.
Thanks, Roger.
Burr joins us regularly for this conversation, and you can find a link to Political Cornflakes on our website, kcpw.org. He's also one of the guests on this morning's Behind the Headlines, the weekly reporter news roundtable from the Salt Lake Tribune. That's coming up at 9. I'm Roger McDonough. This is KCPW.